The Anchorage Chamber of Commerce this week released its legislative priorities for the upcoming session. Bruce Bustamante is the president of the Anchorage Chamber. He says the priorities are drawn off a brief survey sent to the 900-plus Anchorage area businesses the chamber represents.
Really, it was loud and clear. You know, what the desire is of the business community is that we need to get our fiscal house in order first. I mean, that's a very general statement, but I think hopefully everyone's been keeping up with the challenges that are ahead with low oil prices and, you know, the need to reduce spending. So that's got to be the first action taken.
The survey didn't delve deeply into just how much spending should be cut in the coming year, but Bustamante says respondents did say cuts are only part of the solution, and the chamber should encourage lawmakers to consider new sustainable revenue streams in addition to what's expected to be extensive discussions regarding the Alaska LNG project. Among the potential solutions endorsed by members of the Anchorage Chamber are a system to leverage use of the permanent fund, a statewide sales tax, and even a statewide lottery. Taxes targeting specific industries, whether it's oil and gas, mining, tourism, or otherwise, are not notably endorsed by the chamber, according to Bustamante.
Anytime a state starts looking at taxes and regulation, then you create this air of uncertainty. And that's not a good message as it perpetuates out to investors, either investors in the particular industry or just investors overall.
He says the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce is planning a legislative fly-in with its board of directors in February to further emphasize the chamber's priorities.